This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, October 17th, 2006. And I am using the binaurals again, and this is actually take two of this show because I was changing some of the settings on the iRiver, and sure enough, I fucked them up and totally screwed up the recording. The volume was totally off, so I'm trying this again. Let's see. Okay, I was talking about the... let's go over my list again. I was talking about things that were in the news, and I said, well, instead of just saying what I said, I'm just going to say it all again. Surely by now you've heard about the earthquake in Hawaii, and at the last time I checked, there were no fatalities, but there was lots of damage and still power out in certain areas, so that's tragic. And of course, oh yeah, North Korea, issues going on with North Korea. It's crazy what's going on in North Korea. They are going to possibly do another nuclear test and set off another bomb, but the sanctions that the UN has imposed, I don't think they're going to stay because China has such an investment in North Korea. They produce, or they provide 90% of their fuel and 70% of their consumer goods, and it ends up being like $1 billion in trade for China, and I doubt China will actually seriously give up that kind of revenue to their country, so I don't think that China's really going to help us, or help us, help the world stop North Korea, or stop the flow of goods into North Korea. And then again, I don't know that we need to be the ones who are policing the world and saying who should have nuclear weapons and who shouldn't. That's just stupid. I don't know who we think we are. I heard that on someone's podcast or on the news or something about that. So North Korea's in the news. Hawaii's in the news. The Foley thing has kind of died out. Let's go to the Washington Post and check out the headlines. Rice to urge South Korea and China on sanctions. Bush says there's no timeline set for Iraq. And then there's some local stuff. And speaking of local stuff, I read the Washington Post online every day, as Mike Hipp knows, and that's Mike Hipp from podcastsoup.net and Soy Candles by Phoebes. Go to the website and check out their holiday collection of candles, that which I'm sure will be coming up soon. Anyway, that was a little plug from Mike Hipp. I need to have a little drink of wine here. I am having a Merlot from a tiny winery in Central Virginia called Woodland Winery. It's not a bad Merlot. It definitely tastes like Merlot. But anyway, I was talking about local news and that I read the Washington Post online every day. I don't get the print version, but I read it online. And this morning when I was going through the headlines, I saw this one that says, Home Business Application Stirs Tensions in Manassas. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the Washington, D.C. area, Manassas is a suburb that's probably 15 to 20 miles away, I guess. It's definitely a suburb. There's big houses, people live out there, and they drive into the city, and it used to be, long ago, because I've lived here all my life, it used to be the country. If you were going to Manassas, you were going out to the country, but that was, a good 20, 30 years ago. But Manassas is definitely a changing area. There's, you hear that helicopter going by? I don't know if you can hear that. I have my window open because it's cool. But Manassas is a changing area. There's a big mix of people there. There's lots of Hispanics live out there and drive in to do their jobs because it's cheaper to live out there and so forth. God, do you hear that helicopter out my window? I'm sure you do by now, but that thing's hovering right over the building. Anyway, I'm not going to interrupt myself again. You'll just have to hear the helicopter. But anyway, okay. So I said, home business application stirs tensions in Manassas. Now, I am going to read this article, so if you have absolutely no interest in this gay discrimination, which that's what I'm going to tell you right out, that's what it's about, Then you can fast forward, but I'm going to read this article because it pissed me off so bad that we have discrimination happening in my backyard. But I can't put it past Virginians because Virginia is so fucking ass backwards. But anyway, here's the article. In the past 3 years, the Manassas City Council has received 2 applications for home-based massage therapy businesses, and members have approved both. Then Howard Daniel, who is gay, applied. The backlash against Daniel's request began last month when nearly 2 dozen people, many of them members of a local church, spoke in opposition to it at a public hearing. When it came time for the city to decide on Daniel's application the next week, council members balked and voted instead to consider changing the city's zoning laws. The city's response and the community opposition have blindsided Daniel and his supporters, one of whom had an anti-gay message written on his car. "This should have been a business issue, and somehow it has become political," said Daniel, 44. "Why?" Richard Devine, Daniel's partner of 22 years, sees the dispute in less uncertain terms. "I think it's obvious what's going on here," he said. "It walks like a duck." Questions of discrimination are already sensitive in Manassas, which is currently under federal investigation for housing policies that allegedly target Hispanic residents, a violation of the Fair Housing Act. Now the city is again facing a land use decision loaded with political overtones. At least one council member, Andrew Harover, said he has received threats that Daniel's home will be picketed if the council approves his application. "It's going to be terribly challenging for me to decide," said Harover, who lives right around the corner from Daniel. His wife has signed the petition in support of Daniel's application, but Harover said he is opposed to home businesses that bring more traffic to residential neighborhoods. "The vast majority of those who have mobilized against Daniel's application do not live on his street or even in his neighborhood. Many are affiliated with Manassas's All Saints Catholic Church, though there is no indication they have organized their opposition through the church." "This isn't a Catholic thing, it's a city thing," said Amy Bookwalter, who has spoken out against Daniel's application. "This is keeping a residential area a residential area." Those claims are growing increasingly hard for Daniel and his supporters to believe. Just 1 year earlier, they noted another massage therapist in Manassas applied for a permit and not one resident voiced opposition. "No one has officially come and said it yet," Daniel said. "But why are all these people concerned about traffic on a street they don't live on?" Daniel and Devine have lived for 10 years in their Cape Cod-style home on West Street, 3 blocks from the city's commercial district, in a neighborhood with towering maple trees and an eclectic mix of brick-red single-family homes and colonials. A former Marine Corps reservist, Daniel works full-time as a database administrator and treats patients on a part-time basis at the local hospital and in their homes. Daniel said he was encouraged to apply for the permit by the city planning office because his proposed client load was a fraction of that of similar businesses already approved by the council. Daniel then spent more than $800 preparing his application, providing blueprints, inspector signatures, a business plan, a petition signed by all of his immediate neighbors supporting his application, and a copy of his certification from the Virginia Board of Nursing. Appointments would be scheduled to minimize neighborhood impact, and the clients would park in his driveway. On August 16th, the Planning Commission approved Daniel's application and recommended its approval by the council. Then came the public hearing, September 18th. 4 of Daniel's neighbors spoke on his behalf. A long line of opponents then followed. "And you know what," said Michael Hudson, Daniel's neighbor. "I started to look at these people, and I realized I didn't know any of them." Of the 21 residents who publicly opposed Daniel's application, 2 live on West Street. Many said they were against home businesses on principle, and others expressed concerns about the preservation of a, quote-unquote, family-friendly atmosphere in Old Town. The presence of unknown people in the neighborhood and the unfair competitive advantage that Daniel could gain by working out of his home. After the public hearing, Devine approached Daniel's opponents in the parking lot. "I went up to them and said I wanted to understand," he recalled. "I don't know who you are or where you live." And the first person to speak said, "It's not about your lifestyle." Devine was stunned. "How do people from a different neighborhood know about our lifestyle?" he asked. The next week, when Council Member J. Stephen Randolph, an independent, introduced a motion to approve Daniel's application. No one seconded it. Daniel's application hadn't actually been rejected because no member was willing to introduce a motion to do so. That led to a 45-minute freewheeling discourse on the city's special use permit code, with council members ultimately voting to refer the issue to its land use committee for further study, leaving Daniel in the lurch. That same night, someone scrawled anti-gay graffiti on the window of one of Daniel's supportive neighbors, escalating tensions even further. If the council votes on Daniel's application at next Monday's meeting, at least three of the council's six members said they are likely to vote against it. One is Jackson H. Miller, the Republican candidate for the 50th District of the House of Delegates, who introduced the motion to approve another massage therapist business a year earlier. "I've had a mixed record on home businesses," Miller said. "I'm opposed if neighbors are opposed. That's been my standard," he said, noting that he voted with the council earlier this year to reject an application for a home-based optometry clinic. "But that standard seems like an arbitrary one to Daniel. If they would have told me from the very beginning, if they had told me from the beginning, we do not allow this, it would have been fine with me," he said. "I would have never started the process." Excuse me. So clearly, we have discrimination in my backyard, relatively close to me. And it pisses me off again. Fucking religious people trying to control and discriminate against gay people. This is just ridiculous. People, this is not going to change anytime soon. And it just pisses me off that, you know, week after week, there's something else about discrimination against gay people. It just, reading that article just pissed me off so much. So I just had to share it with you and share my disgust in the whole issue. It just really pisses me off. So anyway, I will move on. I'm sorry that took so long. Hopefully you are not bored and didn't turn off and you're just as mad as I am. And I don't know if there's anything I can do because I don't live in Daniel's neighborhood. I could certainly go protest. But, you know, they would say, "Who are you, an outsider?" And you have nothing, it's none of your business here. That whole kind of thing. Plus, it's totally a different county. In any case, it doesn't matter. The point is that Virginia is bass-ackwards and they're still discriminating and probably will be for quite a long time. And interesting that the Republican, yes, a Republican, will vote against his application, even though he voted for massage therapist just a year ago. Okay, time for another drink of wine. All right, sorry about that. Moving right along to other things. You probably heard me talk just recently, I don't know, one show last week, I guess it was. I was talking about the Delicious Library, and John Ong was saying that he got it when it first came out. In any case, I have finished scanning all of my books, movies, and CDs into the computer, the Delicious Library, and I'm absolutely loving this program. I can't believe I didn't know about it before. But anyway, after scanning everything, well, first what I did, I should say, is that I cleaned out some old books, and I threw away about 20 really old books that didn't have barcodes or ISBN numbers or any way to look up the information, and I'd already read them and, you know, not titles I really care to keep. So, after everything's scanned, I have 110 books, 120 DVDs, and 62 CDs. So I have a good amount of stuff in the library, and I love this software completely. It gives you so much information. I know I've already talked about that. But the interesting thing is, too, that in the preferences, you can choose to sync all of your information on the iPod. So because it's a lot of information, I got out my color iPod. I don't even know the size of it. Maybe it's a 20-gig one. It's kind of old. But so I synced all this information to my color iPod, and sure enough, all of this information shows up. Oh, my goodness. Please excuse me. I'm so sorry. All the information shows up on the iPod. So you can, let's say, if you're out of the bookstore and you happen to be listening. Oh my goodness, I keep burping, excuse me. Let's say you're out in, you know, a bookstore and you're going to buy a book and you're not sure if you already have it and you're listening to your iPod, you can just pull it up on your iPod to see if you already have the book. Very cool, very cool. I love the Delicious Library. However, that brings me to another topic, talking about the iPod. I am having issues with my iPod Nano. When I got home from work today, I cranked up iTunes and deleted all the podcasts I had listened to today, and then refreshed the iPod or the podcast list, and was getting ready to update the iPod Nano with the new shows. Put the iPod Nano in the dock, and it doesn't come up. I get a spinning ball on the screen, and the little apple shows up on the iPod screen. The iPod just sits there in the Apple screen forever. It's still doing it. But, so I did the whole restart thing that the way that Apple support site says do it didn't help. So what I have now is an iPod Nano that just shows the Apple on the screen like it's restarting. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go ahead and try to restart and let it sit and run down the battery and hope that that will have something to do with it. Can you hear my chair rocking? I'm rocking back and forth in my chair. Probably making too much noise. Anyway, so now I have this dead iPod Nano, and I don't know what to do with it. I did the support thing on Apple, and I've done all the things it says to do, and I still can't get it to work. It's about a year, and is it a year old? This is the first version of the iPod Nano. Okay, it says 2005 on the back, so it's probably at least a year old. Excuse me. Sorry, I got a little tickle in my throat. So now I have iPod issues, and that makes me, of course, I go to the Apple education website, store, I should say, the Apple Store for Education, and I'm starting to look at that new red iPod Nano, and I'm thinking, that's kind of a cool one. I like that red color. So I'm thinking I might want to get an iPod Nano, the red one that goes for World Fund for AIDS or something like that, HIV, something like that. I don't know, I'll think about this. I might play with this a little bit more and try to figure it out. But so that's the issue with the friggin' iPod. So now I want to start up a new segment on Archie Radio. I don't know how long it will last, but I got the idea because yesterday... excuse me, I'm so sorry. That was probably very loud in your earphones. Anyway, as you know, I'm having my kitchen renovated. And I want to... I'm thinking about selling my old double oven. It's a GE. It's probably from like 1975. It's in great shape. It's not dirty. It still works beautifully. So I was thinking about selling it. Well, I went to Craigslist to sell it to see if we know what the selling was like on Craigslist. And instead of going there, I clicked on the free stuff on Craigslist. And I could not believe the kind of crap that I was seeing on Craigslist that people were giving away, that people were trying to give away. And I found three that I thought were very interesting. And this is kind of like the, you know, the segment on The Daily Purge with, I'm not trying to copy Rob Lindley from The Daily Purge, but Rob Lindley does this part on The Daily Purge where he talks about, or he reads, the want ads, the sexual want ads on Craigslist. And it's so funny the way he reads it. If you haven't listened to that, you need to. I'm sure all the people who listen to me listen to him. Anyway, I did a little research and found some things on Craigslist that are in the free stuff area, and I thought we could start a little thing on the Archie Radio that's, you know, what's for free, what's free in your area. And there's tons of stuff people are giving away. But one is a Nordic Track Gold, it says. Please take this Nordic thingamabob off our hands. Has all components, including manual and video. We're moving and need to lighten our load. So that's the Nordic Track Gold. Then there's this other one. This is the title now. Free Vintage Cast Iron Bathtub. Pink. So I click on it. And of course, I'm only clicking on the ones that have pictures on them. Now, this is the way the ad reads. Free vintage cast iron pink bathtub. We have recently had our bathroom renovated and removed the tub. We would hate to see it end up thrown away. If you have use for it, you are welcome to have it. If you're interested, please let us know. And then it says, bathtub, duh, horse trough, fill with ice, use it as a drink bucket for your party, landscaping, or whatever else you can think of. And of course, there's this hideous pink bathtub. I don't know that I would call it vintage. It's definitely It's definitely old and pink, but I don't know if I'd call it vintage. Moving along, then I found this other ad that sounds fine until you open it up. It says, "Fabulous shoes, size 9, women's." Then I click on the ad, and there are some funky platform shoes in the picture. Now listen to this ad. "Are you the kind of woman, parentheses, man, who digs shoes like this? I'm looking for a worthy heir to the most fabulous collection of platform shoes in the world. Contact me if you think you're the one. Size 9, women's." And there, this shoe is amazing. I'm going to post these pictures on the website. So if you're listening to this at your computer, go to Archer Radio right now and check out these pictures. You'll first see a pink bathtub and then these funky platform shoes. And some other pictures, but I don't want to tell you about them yet. Let me go to the ads. The next one, the way this ad reads, it's kind of funny itself. It says, well, the title, I should say, it says, "Silver-plated toilet paper holder, comma, food dehydrator, comma, food processor." So my first question is, oh, it's a silver-plated toilet paper holder, food dehydrator, food processor? But no, it's actually separate items. And this is the way it reads. Oh, and then the pictures, of course. "Silver-plated toilet paper holder, food dehydrator, food processor, paper towel holder. All electric stuff works fine. Upgraded. Come by sitting out front." And these people actually put their address on Craigslist and have this crap sitting out on their front lawn. Now, isn't that crazy to actually put your address on Craigslist and let the nut jobs come by your house? Oh my God, I couldn't believe that. So of course I will put a picture of the toilet paper holder on the website. And finally is the let me see, where is it? Okay, this one's funny too. Well, not funny, but pretty amazing that someone's selling this, or not selling it, willing to give it away on Craigslist. The title reads, 12 by 60 office trailer with central air and heat. You move. Now here's how it reads. We have a 12 by 60 trailer that we have been using as a temporary office. It has central heat and air. It has 3 rooms with ceramic tile flooring. It also has a bathroom that has been gutted, that has been used just for storage. We will be moving soon, and we no longer need it. It would be great for a construction company to use as a temporary office at a work site. We need it moved by October 26th, or it will go to the scrap dealer. Send me an email if you'd like to see it." And then, of course, they have a picture of this trailer that I will post on the website. You have to go to the website right now and see these pictures. You will not believe your eyes. It's just amazing the kind of stuff people are selling on, not selling, giving away. Oh, here's another one. Free magazines. Collection of magazines dates back to 1995. Available titles are Road and Track, Car and Driver, Stereophile, Audio Advisor, and Automobile. Come by and they're yours. Again, this person puts their address right in the Craigslist thing for free stuff. That is unbelievable. I don't get that. I just don't get it. Let me just scroll through here, see if there's any other amazing stuff here. How about a blue gel protective case for Palm Pilot Z22? And it's got a picture. It says, "Just upgraded to a new holder for my Palm Pilot Z22, and am giving this one away. If interested, shoot me an email. Can mail it to you as long as you reimburse me for minor postage costs." Unbelievable. I didn't realize there was so much free stuff on the Craigslist. Oh, you need to check out the Craigslist free stuff in your area. Please do so. All right, boys and girls, that is all for today. I'm sorry about reading that article. I hope that's okay. It just pissed me off. I just had to read it. And I hope you enjoyed the free stuff on Craigslist. And do check out the pictures on archerradio.com. Do it now. Do it now. All right, boys and girls, that's all for today. Until next time. Bye.
Archer Radio.